Kerry, good morning.
Good morning.
So for those who might not know a lot about the Sydney Fringe Festival, could you tell us a bit about what it involves?
Sure. So we're the largest independent arts festival in New South Wales now, and we're spread across 21 postcodes of the Greater Sydney area, and really we're a celebration of all things independent art in Sydney. So unlike other fringe festivals like the Behemoth Edinburgh or even Adelaide here, we're not alongside a main stage arts festival. We're not in protest. We're in our own time of the year, and that's really because we're about highlighting local Sydney stories and Sydney artists to the rest of the world.
And so when is this year's Sydney Fringe Festival running, and where can people go get involved?
Sure. So we run all of September, 1st to the 30th every year. And as I said, it's all across the city. But we have some main hubs to try and help people navigate the enormous program, because we have over 400 shows across 30 days, which is about 1,600 public sessions, which is crazy and wild. But we've got a big hub happening in King's Cross and Oxford Street this year. So there's about 120 events just happening in that area. We've got a big hub in Erskineville as well. So we build this great venue in the town hall there where we put three performance spaces. We've got a big warehouse in Alexandria. We've got a hub in Liverpool. We've got our festival village in Kensington Street in Chippendale. We've got a roller skating rink in Broadway. So, you know, we've got it all.
I love this. I am so on board. So the festival's been running for 8 years. How has the festival evolved over this time?
Yeah, this is our 9th festival. We're gearing up for 10 next year. It's grown, obviously. It started out as a very kind of small little inner west project, which was really about umbrellaing the activity that was going on and trying to promote that area as a cultural destination, which, job done. Inner west, we know, is now one of the, you know, most vibrant kind of nighttime areas of the city. And it's expanded now to really include, you know, everyone and anyone that has something to say, pretty much is what we're about. All genres, any venue, anyone wanting to put on a show, from first-time producers through to really experienced artists.
And I know it is a massive question, as there is so much going on in the festival, but is there anyone you're super excited for this year?
I know, everyone asks that. It's like, choosy, how do you choose? No, of course there is. I'm really excited about our Archie Rose Touring Hub. So we have, that's the first time we're having it this year, where we've actually selected a curated program from around the world and brought them over here. So the kind of best fringe shows. I'm super keen on this show called Breakup, which is coming from New Zealand, which is a four-hour endurance piece of theatre where they establish a romance and then they break up the partnership in front of your eyes. And I saw it in Edinburgh, and it's hilarious, so it's not nearly as tragic as it sounds. But, and you can pop in and out, but I was so riveted I stayed for like 3 hours. It's really cool. I'm super excited about some of the work that we've got going into an abandoned warehouse in Alexandria. There's a local company called Jetpack Collective that do really quirky and interesting work, and they're doing a kind of part poetry, part party live music kind of extravaganza that will be really cool. What else? Gosh, Dollywood's coming out from the UK, which is an award-winning duo of two fantastic, very funny, very politically savvy ladies, which is super cool. It's about their love of Dolly Parton and all things, you know, cloning and other other Dolly-associated themes. Yeah, there's so much on, and I am very secretly excited about putting a rooftop roller rink at Broadway.
I'm so on board with that one. As soon as you mentioned that, my ears like pricked up. It sounds really cool.
Yeah, nighttime roller skating, DJs, city views.
Done. I'm in.
I know.
So before I let you go, Kerry, if anybody's planning to head down to the Fringe Festival, maybe they haven't been, what are they going to need to know? What are they going to need to bring?
Yeah, so head to sydneyfringe.com, of course, and you can search the various shows that we have through the website. I always say the best place to start is to come on the 1st of September to Fringe Ignite, which is our big free live music party, pretty much. It's up Oxford Street this year. It's curated by Thelma Plum, and it's, you know, live music and performance all afternoon and evening to celebrate. You can grab a guide and then talk to any of our volunteers about the festival and start there.
Sounds like a plan. Kerry, thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.